Good morning to you, the Norris and Davis Show. Rob Long sitting in for Steve Davis. Ed Norris here. Baltimore Ravens, lots of, I guess, some questions in the offseason. Outstanding year this year, 12-4, made it to the AFC Championship game. Bitter loss, disappointing loss. Joining us right now, promoting and signing, of course, at Greetings and Readings right there on Shawan Road in Hunt Valley, is your right tackle, Michael Orr. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me.
Thank you for appearing on the show early this morning. Now, we say as fans disappointing in, and technically speaking, we probably haven't gotten over. Where are you right now mentally after that disappointing loss in New England?
Man, I'm still recovering too, and work so hard and just to lose like that, and knowing that you were the better team, and you should have been playing the Super Bowl. So, you get to work, and we have a lot of guys who, is motivated us, and we're gonna be better next year.
Michael Orr joins us on the Alpaca Ford Hotline. How do you guys think you would have fared against the Giants? I mean, we all assumed you were the better team against the Patriots. Do you think you would have taken New York?
We have a great team. Who knows? I mean, if we were there, we're gonna give our all, and I definitely gonna will pick us in any game on any Sunday. So I think we would have won it all.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I mean, you're looking at that. Maybe I'm just looking at the purple color glasses, but I think you win that football game here with Ravens offensive lineman Michael Orr on the Alpaca Ford Hotline on the Norris and Davis Show. Now, Michael, your story is phenomenal, fascinating. Been in books, on the silver screen. Do you kind of get tired of hearing the story? Do you kind of want to turn the page and be Michael Orr, the football player, or do you understand the position in which you were put in, and your story has actually provided motivation for a lot of people?
Yeah, I'm a football player first. That's who I am. That's the reason I made it this far. And unfortunately, I was able to be a role model as well. And there's so many other kids that were in my shoes 10 or 15 years ago that also need guidance and somebody to look up to, somebody I didn't have to look up to. So that comes with the territory. And I just want to inspire somebody, give them hope, and just give them the passion and determination I had to succeed, and just let them know that you can do whatever you want to do if you put your mind to it.
Michael Orr, our guest on the Alpaca Ford Hotline. Michael, we had spoken. Actually, how's your Brick Breaker score? Last time I saw you, you're playing Brick Breaker.
And Brick Breaker, I'm playing Temple Run now.
When we spoke last, you were talking about the book and not happy with everything in the blind side. Do you feel like you needed to write your own, or is it just something you want to do anyway?
Like I said, it's so many people. I was getting so many letters from, from people across the world, and telling me how I inspired them and how I changed their lives. And I also need to tell my story in my own words, because I feel like it was just so many people were trying to tell my story who really didn't walk in my shoes. So
right.
I felt that I needed to get my words out there, and it was a lot of mixed stories out. So just to straighten up some stuff a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And help some people along the way.
Now, you're going to be at Greetings and Readings for this book signing. What do you want people to get from that book? I mean, you're right, the blind side, the story has already been told. I don't want you to compare it to, really, but what do you want people to take from your book that they didn't get from stories told by others?
Just to know that, I've always had a strong inner drive to succeed, before the blind side of things like that. And, from the time I was 7 years old, I knew the game of football, sports, and just to let them know that you don't need a rich family to take you in to make it. I was already, I was gonna be, the road probably would have been a lot harder, but I was gonna be doing a lot of the same stuff that I'm doing now, I feel. And just let them know that you can do anything you want.
It's funny you say that, because the movie does kind of depict you as a guy who didn't know a whole lot about football when you were introduced to the private school. So I'm glad you said that. You said you knew about the game since you were 7 years old.
Yeah, I've been. Sports is the reason I'm here, and you know I wouldn't be here without it. So you know, I've been knowing the game, and you know I always knew the game. You know, football, and you know, totally different. I always looked at myself as a you know bright kid, intelligent, and you know just you know, a little bit different than what people you know saw.
Here with Michael Orr, courtesy of the Alpaca Ford Hotline on the Norris and Davis Show. Rob Long sitting in for Steve Davis.
Hey, Michael, how's the adjustment been back to right tackle? How, you feeling comfortable there now?
I was at left for you know a year.
Mm-hmm.
Went through training camp at left, and you know I had to, you know went back at right. It's very difficult. You know, it's not easy to do at all. You know, it takes some time to get used to. You know, this offseason I can work at it a little bit more and just. So if I can play one position, that'll be great, and you know it helps you out.
Yeah, so people don't realize it's a totally different position, and you know, lack of OTAs and the truncated camp and all that stuff is a big it's a big handicap.
It's a big difference. So you yeah, know, you want to win games, and you know just you do anything for your team to you know try to win, put us in the best situation to win.
Do you want to go back to left tackle? I mean, are you happy at the right side, or is left tackle something that you think you got Ja Reed there, he could possibly play right tackle. What are the plans in the future for you?
No, I'm just playing football. You know, I'm going to play football, whatever position they want me to play. If McKinney comes back, he's great player. You know, he did great in you know, I play right tackle. You know, that's what I played my first year, half my first year, and you know, it doesn't matter as long as we're winning games and getting to you know championships.
Are you concerned maybe about the roster, the future for next year? Ben Grubbs' contract has expired. I know you signed Marshall Yonder to big money. Are there any concerns amongst the players about the future of the team?
Not that I've heard. You know the roster changes every year in the NFL, so. You know, I'm pretty sure we're going to make some, you know, the right moves and to bring the right guys back or in. And, you know, we got great guys working upstairs.
Michael Orr joins us on the Alpaca Ford Hotline. The football's over. Obviously, getting ready for next season year-round. But what are you going to do off-season now for fun? What's your plans? I know you're a big, you know, basketball player. And what are you going to do for entertainment now?
Just relax a little bit right now. You know, let your body recover. And before you know it, you're getting right back into it. It's a year-round thing,
yeah.
Staying in shape and, you know, trying to stay focused and, you know, things like that. You know, you might take a trip here and there, but, you know, it's all about focus and, you know, working out for me.
Now, I'm not going to ask you about your college football team because I know they struggle a little bit and they cellar dwellers in the SEC, so I'll just you do know South Carolina had back-to-back, you know.
North Carolina's. Steve Spurrier, they did all right.
I mean, come on, Michael. You gonna go with all right.
But I think, you know, we got some young, hungry guys.
No, you don't.
Coaches coming in at Ole Miss. I think we're going to be in a running next year.
I'm glad you say young and hungry because they look like they need to eat when they play football. They look hungry.
I'm talking about the coaches. I'm talking about the
coaches. I think Carolina will win 10-11 games again next year. I'm just saying. Well, you know, you could.
I think a lot of the games they won, you know, some fluke games.
Stop it.
I think they'll win 6 or 7 games max.
What? I'll tell you what. You can combine 2011.
No quarterback.
2011,
who's your quarterback?
2012. Combine Ole Miss's 2011, 2012, and it'll be the amount of wins that South Carolina has
who's
in 2012.
Your quarterback?
Doesn't matter. Steve Spurrier is the quarterback coach. We'll be fine. He'll coach him up.
He can't play. He's, what, 60 years old? He has eligibility.
He's the quarterback's coach. He's the quarterback's coach, Michael. Are we going to do this right now?
We'll just have to wait and see. I don't see him winning 10 games.
You don't?
No.
How many games did Ole Miss win?
New coach.
Don't give me the excuses.
I give him 7 or 8.
What?
Yeah. 7 or 8 games.
Who are you playing?
SEC opponent.
You're not winning 7 or 8 games in the SEC this year. Stop.
All you guys have is Lattimore.
Okay. All right. Hey, Michael, I'm just saying, I mean, you think about it. We can make a bet here. I mean, you think about it, get back to me later.
We can make a bet. Next time I see you, you have your bet ready, I have my bet ready.
Wait a minute. Didn't Navy almost beat South Carolina last year?
Nobody cares about almost. You just got that from the Mr. Navy over there.
No.
They won flu games.
They beat Georgia. They beat Georgia.
That was
and
a
Georgia.
Fluke game.
That was not a fluke game.
Yes, it was.
You guys, you both of you pissing me off right
now.
Now
you're for Georgia.
All right, man.
All right, Michael.
Have fun with the honey badger next year, all right?
I appreciate you guys.
All right, Michael.
410-583-1057. You knew it was going to get. We do that all the time. The conversation has to go to the SEC every year, every time we see one another.